With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More winter weather is on the way for parts of the South still digging out from last weekend's storm.
There's definitely a big winter storm that's going to be developing off the coast over the next 24 hours, and it's going to be spreading a pretty large area of heavy snow from eastern Tennessee into northeast Georgia, much of central to northern South Carolina, pretty much all of North Carolina, and southwest Virginia, and a portion of southeastern Virginia.
That's Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service. He says temperatures are expected to be in the teens for many areas still covered in ice. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports a deal has been struck to avoid another government shutdown.
Democrats in the White House have agreed to separate funding for the Department of Homeland Security from legislation that would fund most of the government until September. At a cabinet meeting Thursday, Trump said,
"We'll work in a very bipartisan way, I believe, not to have a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown."
And in an online post later, encouraged members of both parties to cast a bipartisan yes vote. The deal would extend Homeland Security's funding for 2 weeks, while Democrats' demands for curbs on the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency are debated. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells AP while he vehemently opposed breaking up the funding package, it needs to be moved as quickly as possible. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says Kevin Warsh is his selection to lead the Federal Reserve. He was appointed to the Fed board by President George W. Bush when he was just 35. President Trump signed an executive order that clamps down on Cuba. Here's Greg Clarkson reporting.
The order would impose a tariff on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. It's seen as a move that could further cripple an island already plagued by a deepening energy crisis. The executive order would primarily put pressure on Mexico, a government that has acted as an oil lifeline for Cuba and has constantly voiced solidarity for the U.S. adversary.
That is Greg Clarkson, and this is SRN News. America's pastors are ready to stick it out. Michael Harrington explains.
4 years ago, 42% of Protestant clergymen in this country told the Barna Group that they had seriously considered quitting the ministry within the last 12 months. Today, Barna reports that the number has fallen to 24%, which is still considerable, but much better than it had been. Researchers say the pandemic is probably mostly to blame for the high percentage of pastors who were thinking about giving up earlier this decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Swiss politician has been convicted of firing a pistol at an auction poster of a 14th century painting of baby Jesus, then posting images of the damage online. Sanija Ahmedi, a member of the Zurich City Council and a Muslim, has received a suspended fine for disturbing freedom of religion and worship. In September of last year, he fired a gun at a poster that showed details of the work of Madonna with a child. This is SRN News. The markets are reacting to President Trump's selection to head the Federal Reserve.
Financial markets are churning as investors try to figure out what President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next Federal Reserve chair will mean. The S&P 500 dipped 0.2% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 155 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. The value of the U.S. dollar swiveled up and down a few times, then headed a bit higher following Trump's nomination of former Fed Governor Ken Warsh to lead the U.S. Central Bank. Trading in gold continued the bumpy ride it's been on. Gold fell sharply at first, then retraced some of its losses. Seth Sutel, New York.
Another first for Dallas rookie Cooper Flagg. He scored 49 points last night, the most ever by a teenager in the NBA, in a 123-121 loss to Charlotte. More on these stories at srnnews.com.